The following is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
And good morning, Saturday morning, the first show of 2024 here. We find your car.ca on 640 Toronto. Ryan Bonner with you, but the man of the hour, Vince Uluzzi, is here as well. A lot to talk about. Things are always changing out there, the seasons, and also what's happening in the automotive industry. Before we really drill down into it, though, let's say good morning to Vince. How are you doing?
Hey, great. Good morning and Happy New Year to everybody. I hope everybody had a great holiday and a safe one. And, well, we're continually back at business with a very short break and ready to talk all about the car industry, the state of the union of the car industry, and you know, some good tips and advice for our listeners today.
And New Year's might bring new challenges, new developments, and for various reasons, people need to get a pre-owned vehicle, trade one they have traded in, or sell one. Things happen in life, and that's why you're here to help, Vince. And one of the ways you do help is by, you don't ask for money down. We'll connect with you to find out more information. Maybe you can help guide them in what they're looking for. Tell them if what they want exists out there. It's a zero cost to get things started and to tap into that knowledge you've been building. You and your team have been building for, I'm going to date you here, but decades, years. And for the uninitiated, we're just joining the program for the first time. What is it exactly that you do and how can you help people?
Well, WeFindYourCar.ca is a sister company of Parkway Auto Trade, which is a physical used car dealership in Milton, Ontario. We've been here over 30 years, located at 8215 Lawson Road. We're just off the highway, the 401 highway, just north of it at James Snow Parkway. We're, as far as the airport goes, we're probably about 15 minutes away from the Toronto airport, but we've got clients that come from Niagara, London, Ontario, even Sarnia, you know, Toronto, up north, Newmarket, you know, Sudbury. We're kind of central to I find, in Ontario, to a lot of different areas. And a lot of people visit our used car dealership and buy vehicles from us. And then we have a lot of listeners or past clients that ask us to try to source out a vehicle or broker a car for them, try to find them the used car that we might not have in stock. So that's what we've been offering for years, is multiple services, you know, buying people's cars, taking trade-ins, offering the best finance rates we can, selling used vehicles. We don't sell brand new. We are a used car dealership only, and that is predominantly all we sell is used vehicles or buy used vehicles. And we offer all the services that you're going to find at most used car dealerships across Canada, and that includes securing financing for you if you don't have the money, taking your trade-in, offering extended warranties and things like gap or life insurance if needed, or some extra products if you need running boards or a rust protection module. We do it all. So I always like to go over the fact that we are a full-service pre-owned car dealership and full service on the financing end. We definitely specialize in financing because we have amazing relationships with all different banks for good credit, no credit, new credit, or bad credit. You can definitely assure and put your, you know, what I would say, courage and strength into us to get you the best possible deal. When you're dealing with a dealership where between Carmen, Nick, and myself, you have over 100 years of experience, we've seen it all. We're constantly on top of it and staying ahead of the industry. And by doing that, we can turn over the best possible advice, car prices, trade values, and finance rates to our clients. So, you know, anybody can go down to the local dealership or go online and find somebody, but are you saving the most money, or are you doing what's best for you or what's best for that dealership at that point in time? And that's the questions you have to go through and ask yourself.
And when somebody goes through the process with you, I've been through it. I have family and friends who have done so as well. It's almost like the miracle on 34th Street kind of approach, where you'll give somebody your honest take on exactly what they're looking for, if it exists out there, if the way they want to structure things is what works best for them. Sometimes it may not be, but you're upfront and you're honest, and it's not always about, as you say, you're not always trying to make this hard sell. It's about volume, and to do a volume business, you need to have happy customers, correct?
That is correct. I mean, doing a one-time sale and having an unhappy client is not a successful way to last long in this industry. We can definitely and confidently say that we've been around a long time, and now, you know, booking our 15th year with, you know, AM 640 this year, I don't know any car dealership that's, you know, been online on a radio show and out there on a live call-in show that puts themselves out there for this many years, but we are that confident in what we can provide listeners and clients. And, you know, I don't think we've ever had a call in 15 years that have said, you know, Vince didn't do what he said he was going to do. He sold us an accident repair, or he didn't get us the best financing. We just don't hear that on the calls because we don't do it. You know, if anything, we've had some great testimonial calls come in. We've never asked for those testimonial calls. People sometimes will just call and tell us about their experience. I know a lot of people are shy in doing that, so we don't get a lot of those, but it's always nice when we get the odd one. But, you know, building the relationships, you know, our founder, Carmen Malazzi, his son-in-law, Nick Moretti, the general manager, and myself, that's what our goal has always been. We want to run a successful business, but we want successful relationships because we know that it's the customer that makes you successful. We can put in all the work, the energy, but in the end, we need the clients. We need the volume. And the clients have given us that volume in business because they're getting something out of it. It's not just us. We are both getting something out of it, and that's how relationships properly work. So give us a try if you never have. Don't be skeptical. It's free. I charge nothing up front. You don't give us a credit card. You don't sign anything. You're not signing obligations. There's no gimmicks, no catches. All we have is a free service, free advice, free consultation, and let's see if we can help you. Let's see if we can put you in the right car. Let's see if I can find you a car right now in these difficult times, or trust us to give you the most for your vehicle, to shop it on our best online auction services, because we have great resources here. We use them, and we don't charge the clients. The only time you pay something is if you actually buy something from us, and you're just paying for the car. You're not paying any extra fees. So again, we're a full-service car dealership offering a virtual assistant sale if required. That's the best way I can describe it.
Oh, it's a great way to describe it. And if somebody wants to learn more, they can connect directly with you or the others on your team there. When we jump back here, we will get into the state of the car union, find out where we're sitting at the top of 2024, a brand new year. We'll do that right here on cashforyourcar.ca and wefindyourcar.ca. Vince Uluzzi on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
Brian, back with you here on wefindyourcar.ca. And that's right, those are the numbers to call if you want to talk to Vince Uluzzi directly here this morning about the pre-owned vehicle purchasing process. And we will also discuss the flip side of that. You have a car, truck, van, and it's still running on all four wheels. It's not rusting out, but you need to trade it in or get it in for an exchange of cash. You can also connect with Vince on that side as well. But taking your calls, 416-870-6400. And Vince, it's a new year, 2024. It's always a good idea at the start of any year to kind of get an idea of where we're headed, especially in the automotive market. So without further ado, the state of the car union, how is it looking?
Well, first question is to you, Ryan. When do we start doing the State of the Union address?
Oh, God. I'm going 5-6 years ago, I think, is when we kind of kicked that off.
No, you're a little bit too long, but it was about 3 to 4 years.
There we go. Around the start of the pandemic.
So the nice thing about radio is when you talk on radio, it's there forever. It's in the clouds. It's recorded. You can't go back on what you say, correct?
Correct.
So, when the State of the Union started, it was basically in the pandemic because we wanted to try to give people updates as best we could on the new car situation, the computer chip situation. There was a whole array of things that changed. Interest rates all of a sudden started going up, inflation, wars, you know. And we tried our best to always stay on top. You know, Nick, myself, and Carm, we were always communicating, using our experience on thinking what's going to happen, how long is this going to last for. And about 3 or 4 years ago, we did state here on the radio that this new era of car buying is going to be around for 3 to 5 years, where a lot of professionals were saying 1 year. And, you know, it didn't take much for us to know right away that we were in for a long grind. You know, we like using the word grind because we're always grinding it out in the car industry. And, you know, here we are, 3.5, 4 years later, pretty much almost at the same place. But there's some good news on the horizon. You know, as much as we had some doom and gloom in the past, you know, some people made great with that, like selling vehicles at extraordinarily high prices, and then some people taking advantage of certain deals, buying certain types of cars, certain age of cars to get the best value. We're always trying to give that advice. And today, starting the new year, I want to let people know that our, you know, expert brains coming together is we see a great move for 2024. It may take a little bit of time, but we definitely predict some interest rate drops coming down the road. We're hoping from the banking people that we've talked to and things we've read online. And it's not going to be anything huge. It might only be 0.5%, 0.75%, 0.25%, or 0.5%. But what that's going to do is that's going to help things. It's going to help stabilize. And right now we're in the stabilizing position. Cars have come down. I've been telling people the last 6 months, hey, the crazy pricing is gone. We've seen the decreases. They've happened, maybe 10%, maybe 20% on some luxury vehicles. That's taken place. And now we're in stabilizing. The one thing that is still difficult is finding specific cars. It's definitely a lot better, a lot easier. People can try our We Find Your Car service, and I will help as best I can. If I can get the car, I will definitely get it. There's more options because new cars have stabilized. But new cars aren't in a great position yet. They're definitely better. It's a controlled market. Rates will start coming down in 2024. But the one thing I think some people have been is they've been putting things on hold the last 2-3 months, we've noticed with some clients, because people have seen things. They've seen, okay, interest rate increases have stopped. What's going to happen next? Is it going to be a leveling off or a huge drop? There'll never be a huge drop, but there will be a slow drop. The car prices have dropped, and that has helped with the increase in interest rate prices. If you got a quote from me a year ago to buy a car at 6.99% and you get a quote from me today for that same car at 8.99%, it's the same payment because the car has dropped 10 to 20%. So the higher rates have allowed the prices to cool off. That's happened. So if you're looking to buy a car, 2024 would be a great year to start. If you've held off a while, now you can get in. Whether it's a 1-2-year-old, we have access to rentals again. You know, some 1-2-year-old cars that are in high demand new are still going to be real expensive. But other ones have come down in price to reasonable, where you're saving $5,000 to $10,000 off of new. And then again, we always suggest 3-6-year-old used cars as the best bang for your buck. We've said that for a while. I was probably saying more 5-7-year-old cars at the worst times. But now 3-6-year-old used car, add an extended warranty, you know, financing, loans are open. So as rates come down, you can adjust. But I just want to let everybody know 2024 is going to be a great year for buying a car and still for selling your car.
So that sweet spot, that range you just threw out for getting a used car 3-6 years, that can kind of shift around a bit. Sometimes it might be better to get a slightly older, sometimes a slightly newer one.
Yeah, when prices were insanely high a year and a half ago, it made absolutely no sense to buy a 1-3-year-old used car. You couldn't get a new car, no stock anywhere. Now you can start getting new cars. You might wait a little while, might wait 6 months, you might wait a week. You know, you're still not going to get a phenomenal deal on a new car, though those days still are, you know, maybe a year, 2 years away plus, where we get back to lower interest rates and maybe some discounts from new cars. Now it's just about getting the new car. That's starting to happen, which means more used cars are coming into our market. Prices have gone down wholesale over the last, I'd say, year, probably a good 10 to 20%. They've now stabilized for January. For sure. But everything we've predicted has pretty much happened bang on. So right now we're telling you we don't see much more price drops. And the reason for that is the availability of cars is still difficult. Like if you're still looking for a certain used car, there's not a lot of them out there. There's a few out there, but still not a lot. And so demand is still going to keep prices now stabilized. The price drops happen from the higher interest rates and from the little bit of a slowdown in the market because people are only buying cars that need to buy a car. You know, if it's just I'm going to feel like I'm going to go switch my car today. When rates go up, you're not going to do that. You're going to be more cost conscious, right? So whether it be your rent or your mortgage payment or food costs or any other costs, vehicles are definitely a necessity, but you're only going to buy it when you need it. now, I'm letting people know, like, if you're in the market or been thinking about it, it's a good time to start looking again, because we will not see, we hope, any more rate increases. Interest rates have stabilized, and we should see small drops. Like, if you wait a year, you might only save 0.5% on an interest rate, and the cars might go back up 5%. So what I'm telling people is, you don't even need to wait for those odd little small drops. The drop has happened, the stabilizing has happened, and used car vehicles is a great time to buy for 2024, for sure. And I'm not just saying that because we sell used cars, because 2 years ago I was telling people it's a horrible time to buy a used car, but you have to do what you have to do. So I'm just letting people know 2024 is a great year. Plan on it. You know, fill out a form at wefindyourcar.ca, start consultations with me, and start figuring out a plan, because you also don't want to get caught, because guess what's coming in 2 to 3 to 4 years, Ryan?
Uh-oh, what's coming down the pipe?
I'm predicting a bit of a boom. Interest rates will drop a little further, I'm sure. The economy will start booming, and that's going to raise prices on cars again, right? Because there'll be more cars available, but the new car industry's pretty much put their foot down, I think, to controlling the market as opposed to flooding the market with vehicles. I think they're in a control mode for a while. It's been successful for them. I don't see them changing that. And when that happens, there's never going to be like 1,000 of certain one kind of used car available. There might be 20 or 30 at any given month. And so it's always going to be a controlled market. But there is a boom coming. We see a future. It's not happening, you know, probably for 2024, but 2025 or 26, I think the economy is going to be booming again. We're going to be up in an up climb. Interest rates will come back down, and everything gets kickstarted. But what happens when that happens? We know home prices go up, car prices go up. It's just the way it is, especially if there's still not a lot of product available.
Yeah, well, you know, and things kind of cycle that way. And I just want to dial back here, Vince, on the R word you threw out there a couple of minutes ago. And everybody, I think, when they hear the word rental, they go, why would I get into a rental car? Those things are probably falling apart and driven through every pothole on the road. Why are rental cars actually the opposite of that? Why are they a good deal for a pre-owned vehicle?
Well, the rentals offer us an opportunity to still buy a 1 or 2 year old used car. They're not going to have super low mileage, but they're not crazy high mileage anymore, because the rental companies have been able to secure more new cars, so they're selling their cars off quicker. And I always tell people, rental cars, when I'm in a nice rental, I drive it better than my own personal car. I don't eat in it. I don't put any drinks in it. I drive it carefully. Everybody has that old adage that people beat the you-know-what out of rental cars. What's the opposite? Because they'll charge your credit card $5,000 because you've signed a contract. So, again, it's not like the old days where there's a ton of rental cars and they're cheap. No, rental cars are expensive to rent. They're taken care of. It's full disclosure on accident repairs, they're serviced. So it's just a way of another source for us to get slightly used cars. Now, we don't have access to the number of rentals that we used to, but if, it's a certain type of car you're looking for, send me a little details on wefindyourcar.ca. Just fill out an easy drop-down form, and I'll let you know if I can access them and what the price is. This is the time to start planning and then take action in 2024. If you haven't bought a car in a while and you have an old car costing you money to fix, now's the time to finally do that switch. So all the what I call cautious buyers of the past 2-3 years, you're getting into a market that's a buyer's market again, and it's only going to get worse coming in the next 1 to 2 years as the rates continue to drop. We'll see car prices go up for sure.
That's why it's important. Anybody listening, you need to listen to this show every time, the start of each month, because like any market or industry, it's always fluctuating, always changing, and you have your fingers and your thumbs on the pulse of what's happening out there with interest rates, automotive inventory and stock. It's you're a great resource here with that. And speaking of other resources you offer, it's not just wefindyourcar.ca. You also have cashforyourcar.ca. How does that work?
Well, cashforyourcar.ca is very simple. We will buy your car even if you don't buy a car from us. Most car dealers don't want to just buy your car, or at least pay top dollar. They'll buy your car, but maybe they'll try to buy it for a lot less. But we'll buy your car for top dollar. I have many avenues to try to secure buyers. We still have our U.S. buyers that, you know, our consumers here won't have access to, where I have these dealer online auctions. I can post your car, get you a guaranteed value, and give you that money the next day. So a quick visit to Milton, show us your car, or if you're far from us, we can get some pictures emailed back and forth or texted. I will then run an online auction. The next morning, you get a guaranteed value. We'll pick up your car. You drop it off. You get a bank draft in hand. If you owe money on it, we'll pay off your loan and pay you the difference. It's quick, it's easy, and we will guarantee you, secure you top wholesale dollar. And right now, with cars, what I call stabilizing, and technically prices dropping has, what you know, is probably stopped or very close to stopping. Again, it's a good time to sell your car. If you have an extra car you weren't using, now's a good time. With the car prices stabilizing, dealers don't have big inventories right now. Even with prices going down, it still wasn't easy to find stuff. Prices go down means somebody's losing money on the other end, so they're not selling all the time at a loss. They'll just hold. You know, it's only people that had to sell would sell. So you would think with prices going down the last 6 months that our personal inventory would have double, and we still don't. We still have our typical 40 to 50 cars here because even though prices have gone down, it's still hard to buy those cars because the quantity is still low. So if you have something to sell, we can still secure top dollars. Because there's a lot of dealers in Canada and the U.S. paying top money for vehicles. So again, cashforyourcar.ca or wefindyourcar.ca, fill out a form, or you can call us here at 905-875-4925, and I'll give you a value right over the phone or here live on air today.
Now, somebody listening goes, oh, okay, Vince, I do have a, you know, say it's a 3 to 4 year old vehicle, pretty good condition. They've been taking care of it, doing all the regular typical maintenance. I want to try to sell it, but I don't need you. I can pop it onto some online site or post it on a website somewhere and handle it all myself. Is that always the best option for somebody to pursue, is to kind of tackle that sale completely on their own?
Well, they shouldn't do it until they have the information. And what I mean by that is a quick 2-minute chat with me or 5-minute chat, I'll tell you what I would probably be paying for that car and what you could probably sell it for yourself. Like Nick and I are never going to not tell people, hey, if you do it yourself, you might make another thousand or two. Is that really worth it in today's crazy world where your safety is at risk? No. But if we tell you, you know what, this is just a car we're not paying top dollar for right now, it's not a popular seller, you might make 3 to 5,000 more selling it privately. And if we tell you that, then, you know, that's up to you if you want to take the risks of selling anything privately these days with all the crime that's going on. But, you know, that money might matter a lot. And, you know, if you take all the extra cautious care, maybe you can do that. But most of the time, we can pay such top dollar, what we call top wholesale dollar, that it's so close to the retail that you're going to get that it just doesn't make sense to not use our service. Plus, we're guaranteed sale. There's times where you could list your car at the price you want. Doesn't mean you're going to sell it. You're not a car dealer. You're not offering generally any financing, right? Because you're just a person, and most people do take our finance. Mm-hmm. You're not offering extended warranties. You're not offering that security where people can sue a car dealership up to 2 years. And when I say sue, that's without a lawyer. That's just going, you know, through OMVIC and the UCDA and the, you know, the compensation wow. fund, where that's a free service. Because if you buy from a licensed dealer, that's when you're protected. When you buy privately, you're not protected. And people know this. So selling privately is not easy. Even if it's worth that $1,000 or $2,000 more, there's no guarantees that you're going to get it. Our service is quick, fast, sure. and within 24 hours, you have money in hand or on the spot. If we're just going to put the car right into our own inventory, you get money paid right away.
So whether it's you're looking to buy a pre-owned vehicle or you have a vehicle and you're looking to sell, either side of that ledger there, it's always a good idea to kind of connect with Vince first, kick off your whole process with him. And again, you're not handing over a credit card or a check or anything to say, hey, I want to chat with you. Let me access your knowledge. It's free. It doesn't cost anything. You just have to give him a call, or it's wefindyourcar.ca. There's so many options. And the other one is cashforyourcar.ca. And we'll stick on that theme because, as always on this show, we do a little bit of an on-air appraisal. If you have a vehicle and you want to find out, hey, Vince, what's this thing worth? What could I get for it? Should I go through you? Be like Jack. Get online. Talk to Vince Luzzi right here in a second on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
And good morning, Saturday morning, the first show of 2024 here. We find your car.ca on 640 Toronto. Ryan Bonner with you, but the man of the hour, Vince Uluzzi, is here as well. A lot to talk about. Things are always changing out there, the seasons, and also what's happening in the automotive industry. Before we really drill down into it, though, let's say good morning to Vince. How are you doing?
Hey, great. Good morning and Happy New Year to everybody. I hope everybody had a great holiday and a safe one. And, well, we're continually back at business with a very short break and ready to talk all about the car industry, the state of the union of the car industry, and you know, some good tips and advice for our listeners today.
And New Year's might bring new challenges, new developments, and for various reasons people need to get a pre-owned vehicle, trade one they have, trade it in, or sell one. Things happen in life, and that's why you're here to help, Vince. And one of the ways you do help is by, you don't ask for money now, we'll connect with you to find out more information. Maybe you can help guide them in what they're looking for, tell them if what they want exists out there. It's a zero cost to get things started and to tap into that knowledge you've been building, you and your team have been building for, I'm going to date you here, but decades, years. And for the uninitiated who are just joining the program for the first time, what is it exactly that you do and how can you help people?
Well, WeFindYourCar.ca is a sister company of Parkway Auto Trade, which is a physical used car dealership in Milton, Ontario. We've been here over 30 years, located at 8215 Lawson Road. We're just off the highway, the 401 highway, just north of it at James Snow Parkway. We're, as far as the airport goes, we're probably about 15 minutes away from the Toronto airport, but we've got clients that come from Niagara, London, Ontario, even Sarnia, you know, Toronto, up north, Newmarket, you know, Sudbury. We're kind of central to I find, in Ontario, to a lot of different areas. And a lot of people visit our used car dealership and buy vehicles from us. And then we have a lot of listeners or past clients that ask us to try to source out a vehicle or broker a car for them, try to find them the used car that we might not have in stock. So that's what we've been offering for years, is multiple services, you know, buying people's cars, taking trade-ins, offering the best finance rates we can, selling used vehicles. We don't sell brand new. We are a used car dealership only, and that is predominantly all we sell is used vehicles or buy used vehicles. And we offer all the services that you're going to find at most used car dealerships across Canada, and that includes securing financing for you if you don't have the money, taking your trade-in, offering extended warranties and things like gap or life insurance if needed, or some extra products if you need running boards or a rust protection module. We do it all. So I always like to go over the fact that we are a full-service pre-owned car dealership and full service on the financing end. We definitely specialize in financing because we have amazing relationships with all different banks for good credit, no credit, new credit, or bad credit. You can definitely assure and put your, you know, what I would say, courage and strength into us to get you the best possible deal. When you're dealing with a dealership where between Carmen, Nick, and myself, you have over 100 years of experience, we've Wow. seen it all. We're constantly on top of it and staying ahead of the industry. And by doing that, we can turn over the best possible advice, car prices, trade values, and finance rates to our clients. So, you know, anybody can go down to the local dealership or go online and find Mm-hmm. somebody. But are you saving the most money, or are you doing what's best for you or what's best for that dealership at that point in time? And that's the questions you have to go through and ask yourself.
And when somebody goes through the process with you, I've been through it. I have family and friends who have done so as well. It's almost like the miracle on 34th Street kind of approach, where you'll somebody your honest take on exactly what they're looking for, if it exists out there, if the way they want to structure things is what works best for them. Sometimes it may not be, but you're upfront and you're honest, and it's not always about, as you say, you're not always trying to make this hard sell. It's about volume, and to do a volume business, you need to have happy customers, correct?
That is correct. I mean, doing a one-time sale and having an unhappy client is not a successful way to last long in this industry. We can definitely and confidently say that we've been around a long time, and now, you know, booking our 15th year with, you know, AM 640 this year. I don't know any car dealership that's, you know, been online on a radio show and out there on a live call-in show that puts themselves out there for this many years, but we are that confident in what we can provide listeners and clients. And, you know, I don't think we've ever had a call in 15 years that have said, you know, Vince didn't do what he said he was going to do. He sold us an accident repair, or he didn't get us the best financing. We just don't hear that on the calls because we don't do it. You know, if anything, we've had some great testimonial calls come in. We've never asked for those testimonial calls. People sometimes will just call and tell us about their experience. I know a lot of people are shy in doing that, so we don't get a lot of those, but it's always nice when we get the odd one. But, you know, building the relationships, you know, our founder, Carmen Malazzi, his son-in-law, Nick Moretti, the general manager, and myself, that's what our goal has always been. We want to run a successful business, but we want successful relationships because we know that it's the customer that makes you successful. We can put in all the work, the energy, but in the end, we need the clients. We need the volume. And the clients have given us that volume in business because they're getting something out of it. It's not just us. We are both getting something out of it, and that's how relationships properly work. So give us a try if you never have. Don't be skeptical. It's free. I charge nothing up front. You don't give us a credit card. You don't sign anything. You're not signing obligations. There's no gimmicks, no catches. All we have is a free service, free advice, free consultation, and let's see if we can help you. Let's see if we can put you in the right car. Let's see if I can find you a car right now in these difficult times, or trust us to give you the most for your vehicle, to shop it on our best online auction services, because we have great resources here. We use them, and we don't charge the clients. The only time you pay something is if you actually buy something from us, and you're just paying for the car. You're not paying any extra fees. So again, we're a full-service car dealership offering a virtual assistant sale if required. That's the best way I can describe it.
Oh, it's a great way to describe it. And if somebody wants to learn more, they can connect directly with you or the others on your team there. When we jump back here, we will get into the state of the car union, find out where we're sitting at the top of 2024, a brand new year. We'll do that right here on cashforyourcar.ca and wefindyourcar.ca. Vince Ciluzzi on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
Brian here with you, as is Vince Ciluzzi from WeFindYourCar.ca. Your option to get the pre-owned vehicle that you're looking for from not just across the GTA, Milton, where the lot is, or even Ontario, but from across Canada, and cashforyourcar.ca. We've been talking to some callers here on the show about the vehicles they have, and they're looking to sell the vehicle. Their lease is coming up. They're trying to figure out what to do. These are all great reasons to use that option and contact Vince. Doesn't cost you any money to have the conversation with him to find out how he can help you. And Vince, oh man, the years you and your coworkers have been doing this for, you have seen countless multiple people in very unique situations, each and every one of them. And unfortunately, some with bad financial situations, but they still need a vehicle. How can you help them? What does the process look like in that case?
Well, the main thing is we want to rehabilitate the credit and get the lowest credit rate. You know, we have access to like 28 to 30 banks, Ryan, and new banks come knocking on our door every day. They all want, you know, we find your car's business. But there's been a solid three or four banks that we've been using that we're very happy with, because these banks, number one, report to the credit bureau, which will help people with bad credit. Non-reporting agencies don't help your credit. So we can get you financing sometimes at a lower rate, but if we're using a non-reporting agency like a private lender, that doesn't actually fix your credit rate. So you're making these payments for years, always being on time, and your credit score is still low. My goal is to use a reporting agent and get you the lowest rate. And that's one thing that, you know, a lot of people won't even understand, because they'll get lied to by dealers, unfortunately, or finance managers out there, because they're doing what's best for them. Being on live radio and putting ourselves out there, we have to do what's best for the client, because this is what we do. We're on live radio. We can't do the opposite. We're not after the one-time sale. We're after your repeated business and for you to be happy and call in with a testimonial saying, yes, he did it. He got me a loan with this big bank. It was the lowest possible rate at 9.99 for my, you know, previous bankruptcy, and it fixed my credit score by 50 points after 3 years. Like, that's what we want to hear from people, not and also sell them the car they want and not force them into a piece of junk that's going to break on them. So there's a lot of things that you can do with us. And, you know, to fix your credit, get the lowest rate and get the lowest payment. So anybody with bad credit or bruised credit, use our service. Even though every dealer out there can help you, are they actually helping you? That's what you won't know. But if you use a credible, reliable source like us, we will help you. I will get you approved, no issues. You don't have to put a lot of money down. It can be zero down. We'll get you a low rate. We'll get you a great car. We'll do it all. And speaking of financing, before we go to the next call, I've got great news that I just found out. Remember I just talked about at the beginning of the show, Ryan, 2024, what's going to happen with rates? Can you remember? Do you remember?
You think rates are going to start to kind of come down a bit. Who knows exactly by how much, but they're coming down probably.
So one of my big banks just announced today 7.99% on certain scenarios for used cars. I haven't offered anyone 7.99 in 6 months to a year. So even though Bank of Canada hasn't lowered rates, well, one of the big banks just did. That's why you want to use us. 7.99 for any of our listeners. Might sound high. That's a low rate in today's economy. There's dealers quoting 10, 11% still to get paid maximum, what we call kickbacks and reserve dollars. Any of our radio listeners today listening, depending on the situation, we can get you 7.99 fixed, not variable, up to 8.43% right now. We've been quoting 8.99 for a long time. Rates are coming down. I don't know if this is short-lived. They can change any time, but I hope the listeners know we're here to do what's best for you, and that is a rate guaranteed.
Hey, and you talk about the listeners, and we always have listeners calling in during the show to ask their questions. Vince, we have another one here. I don't have your name, but what do you have here for Vince Siluzzi?
I have a 2021 Ford Explorer, and I'm looking at either leasing something else or rebuying something.
Is that on a lease right now?
No, it's on the finance.
On a finance, okay. And which trim level of Explorer is it?
It's the base model.
Base model, so probably an ST.
It's not the LTD, it's the next one up, next one down. XLT.
And how many kilometers do you have?
106,000.
106. You got high mileage. They actually hold their value pretty good, those vehicles. The problem is it's the mileage you have. I'm going to have to be very quick here because our show is actually ending. Believe it or not, you're our last call. I'm gonna assume with that high of mileage, it's worth somewhere around $30,000. Okay. If you want more details, call me after the show, though.
Thank you for your time.
No problem.
Hey, thank you very much for the call. And of course, Vince, doesn't cost anybody anything. They don't have to take out a second mortgage or give you their credit card. It's free to connect with you.
It's a free service. We are a physical location in Milton, Ontario. If you need a car right away, I have inventory, cars, SUVs, trucks, sports cars. We have it all. If not, I'll find you the car. And the other option, financing, good or bad credit, best rates. And of course, we'll just buy your car if you don't want to buy anything from us.
There we go. And to do that, it's cashforyourcar.ca. Wefindyourcar.ca. Vince will talk to you in a couple of weeks. This is 640 Toronto.
The preceding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.